Welcome to episode number 12 of the podcast. Eat with your audience as we continue to look at how to really know our audience, to really connect with them and give them the feeling that we really do speak directly to them instead of us broadcasting, even as I'm doing right now, that we're really speaking to people one-on-one. Now, my boys and I love Waffle House. And maybe it's the golden waffles, maybe it's the bacon, I kind of think that's it. And maybe it's the risk associated with less than stellar health ratings. Regardless, we talk, we laugh, we have a blast. But it usually happens because we're sharing a meal together. We relax when we're eating together. So here's a little suggestion. Take your audience out to eat. Literally. Take them out to eat. Reserve a table for five, then tweet or post an email or podcast an invitation. The first four that reply get a seat at the table, and you pick up the tab. Begin by giving everyone, begin your meal together by letting everyone have a self-introduction time, where what their name is, where they live, and what they do for a living. Just really basic, because you're going to be familiar with the other four there, but they're not going to be familiar with each other, and they will be familiar with you. In fact, they may feel like they already know you. See, this is one of the advantages / disadvantages of building your platform, of having a lot of people who know you. It's like at church. So I lead worship for about 1,500 people, and they all know me because I forget lyrics from time to time, or I make a verbal mistake, or I'm just hyper one Sunday. So they all feel like they really know me because I'm constantly on display, but I don't know all of them. And they don't know each other. And so when you come to the meal, everybody's going to feel like they know you. And so this is an opportunity to get to know them better and for them to get to know each other better. And that's kind of a critical aspect of an audience, is that the more the audience can get to know each other, the easier it is that you can all be friends together. So during the meal itself, you want to ask four questions. And you can make your own list. These are ones that I like to use. What's your favorite thing? What was your favorite thing to do as a child? It's a simple question, and most people have a very simple answer. It's not ultra story-based. They don't really have to go crazy. Like, if somebody asked me what my favorite thing to do as a child or was my favorite toy as a child, I would say, you know, Stretch Armstrong. But if they said, well, tell me a little bit more about that, I'd say, well, I got that at my fifth Christmas. And my cousin Laura, right out of the box, she took it and bit a hole in it, and all his goo started slipping out. So then I can start telling this story, right? But if I don't ask that follow-up question, then people will simply tell you what their favorite thing was, and it keeps the discussion brief, but it also gives you some great insight. What event shaped your life more than any other? What event shaped your life more than any other? It's a tougher question. It's the favorite thing as a child is pretty easy to answer. What shaped your life? Give them a few minutes to think about it and say, you know, we're going to keep the answer to 2 minutes. But what is it that really shaped your life more than anything else? And this is when you really find out a person's heart. It's when you really connect with them. Number three, in 5 years, where do you want to be? 5 years from now, what do you see yourself doing? 5 years from now, what impact are you having? 5 years from now, if you look back to now, what changes do you see? It's another tough question, right? But it gives you a tremendous insight. And number four, what's your biggest challenge with? And they fill in the blank. Usually it's your main topic or your main market. Now, what's your biggest challenge with losing weight? This happens to be your market. What's your biggest challenge with communication? Public speaking is something I would ask people. Most of the time, we sit around trying to figure out what's happening in the hearts of the audience. Why don't you just take them out? You ask them a few questions. You stop guessing and imagining, and you get to know real people. How about that? Hey, that's it for this podcast. That's all there is to it, because really, you've got work to do now. The assignment is simple. Get out there and tweet, podcast an invitation, post an invitation, and let people know that you're available for a meal together. Go out and have a good time. Ask those four questions. Get to know your audience. And then the next time you're speaking with them, guess what? They feel like you know them. And the truth is, you really do. This is Paul Evans for paulbevans.com. Visit me online. Sign up for my free resource called Engage, How to Avoid Becoming a Human Tranquilizer. And as always, speak with passion or just leave me a note.